Well, good morning. It's Jim Conley from the Succeed in A&P podcast. I'm the Executive Marketing Manager for Anatomy and Physiology here at McGraw-Hill Education. And I know I say this on every show. I am so excited, and you guys are going to find out why. I'm actually recording today live from 501 Bell Street, and I have a special guest who is very special to me, and I'm glad to have her on the show. Her name is Michelle Watnick. She happens to be an A&P, which Anatomy and Physiology alumni. She's a person that has always been a mentor to me, close personal friend, and you all might know her for some of the products that she worked on back when she was on our product team as an editor. She's the one that was responsible for signing Anatomy and Physiology Revealed and developing that, the Physiology Interactive Lab Simulations, which is the PHILS product that we have, McKinley Human Anatomy, which later turned into McKinley A&P, and many, many more. I've learned so much from Michelle, and I'm just excited to have her on the show today so that she can share something brand new once again. So thank you for being on the show today, Michelle.
Thank you, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about something brand new. They're called turnkey courses for Connect, and I thought Michelle would be a perfect candidate because of her work and her role here at McGraw-Hill to talk about these new things, and it'll be a fun show. So let's get right to it. What do you say, Michelle?
Sounds good, Jim.
Okay, so for the listeners, what's your current role here at McGraw-Hill?
Yep, so thanks for asking. So my title is Senior Director of Product Management and Marketing Operations, which is a mouthful. But what my team really does is we divide our time in three areas. First, we manage, our team manages all of our internal systems like PDH, which is our product data hub, which controls how we feed information about our products to our internal and external websites. Secondly, I work closely with Lynn Breithop and the product marketing team, like you and the rest of the team, on key initiatives. And finally, I help lead special projects like the Connect 2 go-to-market strategy. And also, I've been working this year on the turnkey courses.
Which is awesome. And you mentioned Lynn Breithop, who's also an Anatomy and Physiology alumni.
That's right.
We might have to have her on the show here at some point.
Absolutely.
Which would be a lot of fun. But the turnkey courses, Michelle, that's a great transition to our topic that we want to talk about today. So if you can tell the audience, what is a turnkey course?
Yep, sure, happy to. So a turnkey course is really just a new type of pre-built Connect course that was designed with the intention of providing a simple plug-and-play solution for newer users of Connect. As you probably know, we offer three other types of pre-built courses. They include the demo courses, pre-built courses, and pre-built smart book courses. But each of these serves a different purpose for our customers.
Absolutely. So can you tell us a little bit more about the differences between these four types of pre-built courses?
Sure, Jim. I'm happy to. So the first type I mentioned is a demo course. And these are really intended for the LTRs to use to demonstrate our key assets to an instructor. Because they only include content from one or two chapters, they really should be used between January and May before the entire site is completed as a way for the LTRs to show instructors what will be available for that course. The second type I mentioned is the pre-built SmartBook course. And these are just a pre-built course with every SmartBook assignment included. And they can be built once all the chapters of SmartBook are live. So they're often not available until a little bit later in the spring. And in my opinion, an LTR should really only copy a pre-built SmartBook course to an instructor who is brand new to technology. And the reason for, and someone like that can be easily overwhelmed. So the reason that I think that that's the right person to receive a pre-built SmartBook course is that these courses don't really provide a complete picture of the types of learning tools Connect has to offer. They're just SmartBook, which is obviously an amazing tool, but it's just sort of the tip of the iceberg in terms of what Connect has to offer.
Ben, if you don't mind, I'm reminded of this. I was just visiting with a user of Holes Essentials just about 3 weeks ago, and she fit into that category of a SmartBook user. So she was telling me that she's really enjoyed, you know, that aspect of, you know, her course, and it's a one-term course. So obviously she's pressed for time, but she was saying to me that she wanted to do just a little bit more on the formative and the summative assessments. So you would say, like, for her, this would be a perfect fit, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's really why these things are going to be a big benefit. So those are the two. What about the third and fourth?
Yep, absolutely. So the third type is what we just call the pre-built course. And these are a complete course that are typically built by a DFC. And they're generally not available until later in the spring because, again, all the assets must be available before they can be created. These pre-built courses are a good option to send to an instructor who doesn't want to start from a blank slate with Connect as an example of what they could build. But they can also be a little bit overwhelming for an instructor who's newer to Connect since they often include a lot of assignments per chapter. And there's not a lot of consistency between them. Since a DFC is a lot of different DFCs are building them, they can vary widely in terms of what they contain. And then the fourth and final type is what we're here talking about today, and that's the turnkey courses. And the idea for the turnkey courses came from a desire to offer something in between a pre-built SmartBook course, like your friend the Holes Essentials user is using, and a full pre-built course built by a DFC. Turnkey courses contain only three assignments per chapter. They contain a SmartBook assignment, a practice assignment, and then one assessment or quiz. So they're great for any instructor using Connect for the first time. But they're only available for 80 titles, Jim, from the 2018 and 2019 copyrights. To find a list of those titles with a turnkey course, you can go to Spark and just search for the word turnkey.
Got it. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about these turnkey courses, but one aspect of the third option, the one that you're talking about, is built by a DFC, or we've had some authors like Steve Sullivan build some. What I think is interesting, Steve Sullivan in particular, he actually did one for Saladin. So he had a course that was AMP 1 and AMP 2. And I know when we get into some more of the details about the turnkey courses, you're going to probably elaborate on some of the resources that can acclimate you to what those courses are. But Steve had a really creative idea of basically creating a video that would walk an instructor through how to use that course. And I thought that was a really excellent way to get more out of the materials that he built. But so for the turnkey courses, I know we have some documents and things like that to help people. So it's great. But one thing...
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, that Steve did a video, because really, when we copy a course to an instructor, especially a new user of Connect, it can be a little bit overwhelming for them, and it's nice if they have something that can sort of walk them through what they're getting. And in Steve's case, with the pre-built course for A&P, for Saladin, he gave them a video. What we do with the turnkey courses is, in the instructor resources area, we create a document that's sort of a guide to what they're getting and the learning objectives that it's tied to. So it's the same kind of idea, except it's in the form of a document instead of a video.
Absolutely. I think the perfect solution down the road will be a marriage of the two. You know, maybe do a video for some of them or just a generic video, and then this document. And I'll tell you, this document is delicious. So I actually downloaded a few myself so I can get better oriented on what these were. I started looking at them, and I was just blown away at the amount of detail that was there. But it was detailed, it was simple, so I kind of put myself in the shoes of that brand new user into Connect for the first time, and I looked at it, and I was like, okay, this is simple and it's clear.
Great.
So it's just fantastic. So kudos to you and the rest of the team here at McGraw-Hill that's built these. They're awesome. So speaking of building, how are these assembled?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, Jim, because I cannot take any credit for the turnkey courses other than working with the team to execute the building of them. The turnkey courses are created by a team of McGraw-Hill curriculum experts with input from learning experience designers. And they're built with one consistent goal in mind, and that is to ensure that the assignments cover all the key learning objectives in the chapter. That's another difference between the turnkey courses and the pre-built courses. The pre-built courses are really one person's, in the case we were just talking about, Steve Sullivan, it's sort of his version of how he would teach the two-semester A&P course. The turnkey courses is designed to be generic enough so that it covers all the learning objectives, and then the instructor on the back end can go through and delete any content that they don't cover in their course, or they can just assign it as is. But the intention is that we cover all the learning objectives and that's a consistent approach.
Yeah, and that really became clear when I looked at those documents. You could just see that right as day, that that's a consistent approach, and it's going to be throughout every chapter. And, of course, because I'm a type A person sometimes, I had to go check everything in one of the courses that I downloaded. So it's great stuff.
Good.
Okay, so when you look at a brand new user for Connect, how do you think a turnkey course is going to help them the most?
So I think a turnkey course would help a new user because it would enable them to get started quickly without having to spend more than a few minutes finalizing the course setup in order to deliver it to students. So all they have to really do is change the due dates and adjust the point values, and they're ready to go. And if you think about it, a lot of LTRs work with schools where adjuncts are hired at the very last minute. Sometimes these people are hired, you know, a day before or the day of classes starting. And for them, for those people, a turnkey course is a perfect solution because it's a way for them to implement Connect in their course in a matter of minutes. They can plug and play, you know, change the due dates, change the point of values, and they're ready to go.
One thing that when you get your turnkey course, for anyone who's listening, teaching, definitely get them if you're a brand new Connect user. My challenge to you is when you get in there, you're going to look at the document that I mentioned earlier where it's going to orient you to what's in the course. And one of the things I was just so delighted with is the fact that these curriculum folks actually went through and did their research on the specific assets for anatomy and physiology. So one really good example is our physiology interactives, or I may have referred to them as concept overviews. They actually listed out all the ones that we have that are brand new, and they talk about how you can use PowerPoint slides and animations and things that are really specific to anatomy and physiology as another way that you can enhance your course beyond what's already in the turnkey. So I thought that was just so fantastic and a lot of fun. So now that we've kind of gone down the road of these turnkey courses in a little more detail, which we'll get into more, but how do you get a hold of a turnkey course?
Yep, that's a great question, Jim. So there are two ways for an instructor to get a hold of a turnkey course. The first is that the LTR can reach out to our NSS team, our National Sales Support team, and just ask them to copy the course directly to the instructor. The NSS team has access to all the turnkeys, and they can take care of that in a matter of minutes. The other option is that we've set up a system where every LTR and really everyone in the sales organization has a unique login in which we've copied all of the turnkey courses. And the formula for that login is consistent. So it's first.last@mh.com. And the password is capital C, connect, and then the number 1. So Scott Rubin's login, for example, would be scott.rubin@mh.com. And then the password for everyone is capital C, connect, and then the number 1.
And a quick shout out to Scott Rubin. What an awesome guy. Thanks for listening to the show, Scott. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely fantastic. So you're probably wondering, as an anatomy and physiology instructor, what is the list? What are the list of turnkey courses? So I'll go through them very quickly. It's Salad in Anatomy and Physiology, so that's the 8th edition. Holes Human Anatomy and Physiology, the 15th edition. The brand new edition of McKinley AP's got that, so that's the 3rd edition. So Fox and Vander, Human Physiology, 15th edition on both of those. They have them, and then Holes Essentials had one that published last year. So that's the full list, and I know if you didn't find the brand that you're using on that list, just send me an email, and we'll talk about that. But it's a cool list, a lot of product there, and thanks to all the team that assembled those two, the folks that Michelle briefly mentioned earlier. So, Michelle, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. When you look at your favorite aspect of a turnkey course, what would it be?
Well, I think I would have to say that my favorite aspect of the turnkey course is that they're built consistently. You know, as an LTR, sometimes when you're working with all these different types of pre-built courses across multiple discipline areas, you never know what you're going to get. But with the turnkey courses, the LTR always knows exactly what the instructor is getting. I like that they're simple and not overwhelming with only 3 assignments per chapter. It's the perfect amount to ensure that the instructor and the students don't get overwhelmed.
So a long time ago, I used to report to Michelle here at McGraw-Hill as an editor. She was my publisher at the time, and I remember vividly her talking about being consistent and then simple. And I love the fact that we've really incorporated those two aspects into these turnkey courses. Because that's the name of the game. You really don't want to talk about way too much, right? You don't want to blow people away. Just get them in there and really enhance it.
Yep.
So I know, based on what you talked about earlier, the depth and breadth of what we're providing here, there's got to be some challenges. So what would be the biggest challenge in developing that wide range of turnkey courses like we have at MHE?
Yeah, that's a good question too, Jim. So the reason we've only done 80 titles since January of this year is that our biggest challenge is really capacity. We have a small team of experts who are assembling these 80 courses, so it just takes time. We wish we could offer a turnkey for every title, but we couldn't pull that off this year, and we're hoping that maybe in the future we'll be able to do that. I do want to give a quick shout out to the team that's building these. So I want to say a big thank you to Ann Hawes's team, and particularly Norm Larson and his direct reports, who have been responsible for pulling these courses together. They've done an amazing job, and the quality is really fantastic. So thank you to Norm and Ann and your entire team.
You could not second that more. Norm, amazing person, and you guys do phenomenal work. Really appreciated not only by our customers here on the Succeed in A&P, but then also for everybody involved. So thanks for doing what you guys do. Now, Michelle, this is going to be the money question here. It's going to be a fun one. If you had a friend, and this is something you've taught me a lot about, if you had a friend that had zero background, and you're talking about turnkey courses, or you refer to that, and they say, hey, Michelle, what is that? How would you explain it to them?
You know, it's funny you should ask that, Jim. I'm sure all of us in this industry have had an experience like this, but sometimes my dad will ask me what I'm doing at McGraw-Hill and what I do in my job and, you know, what we're trying to accomplish here and how digital learning is impacting our industry. So I would say something like this to my dad. I would say, you know, Dad, McGraw-Hill offers turnkey courses in our Connect platform, which is our digital learning platform, to provide a simple way for an instructor to improve outcomes and assess students' knowledge by allowing them to learn and practice in an easy-to-use online environment. How's that?
That is perfect. I could not say that any better. Talk about simple, brief, right to the point. I would say if you are a representative of McGraw-Hill and you want to explain it to a customer, just do it exactly the way Michelle did. So Michelle, knowing that you're an anatomy and physiology alumni here at McGraw-Hill Education, what do you miss the most from your days when you're in A&P?
Well, besides working with you, Jim.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate that. I
would have to say that the thing I really miss the most about working with the A&P team is the instructors. You know, A&P instructors are so passionate because at the end of the day, they know that they're teaching the people who will likely be caring for them someday if they have to go to the hospital. And, you know, we all hope that never happens to us, but for many of us, it will. And they're educating that group of individuals who someday they could be laying in a hospital bed and look up and see one of their former students, you know. And many of these people became great friends over the years. And I just miss those friendships and just the passion of A&P instructors. So, Jim, I know you've made many friends over the years too, right?
Oh, my goodness. So as we're recording this, we're about 2 to 3 days away from the Human Anatomy and Physiology Society Conference, the national one. And that's just a show where it's fun to go revisit all your friends. And, you know, sometimes throughout an academic year, you all get the privilege of going to visit them in their setting on their campuses, and that's great. But HAPS is really a unique time, and all the friendships that, you know, we've been able to build over the years have been amazing. People like John Waters, Mark Danley, just to name a few on down the line. It's just been a blast. Meredith Sellers, Manju Bhatt, Nahal Awadalla, Bill Hoover, Steve Sullivan. I mean, just a great community of people. And for me, being in the discipline for a very long time, what I enjoy the most is when I get to share HAPS or our professors that teach A&P with other people that are brand new. So, for example, at the conference this year, Michelle, we have some new editors on our team, Matt Garcia and Bill Mulford. This is going to be their first time at HAPS, and I'm going to be excited to see what their impression is after they come back. But I know to a person and their predecessors, when you go to HAPS and you really enjoy the people that teach anatomy and physiology, it's just a wonderful group and just remarkable.
Absolutely. Jim, would you do me a favor? When you go to HAPS next week, would you please tell them hello, the whole gang, just tell them all I said hi from their old friend Michelle Watnick at McGraw-Hill. I really miss those guys, and I know you guys are going to have a blast, and I know Matt and Bill will have a great time and a great experience there as well.
Michelle, I will definitely do that, and I also want to thank you for being on the show today. The support and the guidance that you've given us here on the Succeed in A&P, and just me in particular over the years, has been phenomenal, and I appreciate you supporting the podcast. You hear me say this a lot. You are the absolute best, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, Jim, and you are the best, too.
Thank you. So here's what we're going to do. To end the show today, I have a special challenge. So we've talked a lot about the turnkey courses, and whether you're a representative of McGraw-Hill or if you're a Connect user, or if you know one that's brand new, and they actually implement one of these turnkey courses, what I would love to do is I would love to circle back with you this fall after you've used it for maybe a month or so, and I'd like to hear how it's going. And what we would be the most interested in is areas where we can either improve, you know, if there are things like that that you might find, or if you think about how we can market them a little bit better, that's obviously, I think, a big opportunity for us. But if they helped you in a way that we hope happens, we want to hear about that too. So here's the challenge for you. If you send me an email with some detail, just explaining anything about your feedback and your experience, I will send you a $50 gift card, something generic, something like that you can use, like a Tango gift card, where you don't have to spend it in one exact spot. But I'll do that in exchange for your feedback, because these things are really important for us, and we always want to make sure that here at McGraw-Hill we're doing a good job of supporting you as a brand new user of Connect or your colleagues who are. So do that for me if you don't mind. That'd be great. So set your calendar out to maybe September or October. Give me the feedback, and then we'll give you a $50 gift card in exchange for that. Also, if you've been listening this long, hopefully you have, and you want to rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, any of the other areas that you find this podcast on Spotify, feel free to leave us a rating. We definitely appreciate that. And if you have any show ideas, send those along to james.connely@mheducation. And I want to thank Michelle again one more time for being on the show. Thank all of you for listening, and I hope that you guys have a great week. This is the Succeed in A&P Podcast. I'm signing off. Jim Connelly, I hope you have a great day.